Each site is, like I said, new. And the thing about it is, along the way, you'll never know what you might encounter.
Oh, some unexpected guests along the way.
Yes, there may be some surprises.
But just to be clear, Elizabeth is a character. Now, she doesn't happen to be one of our storytellers.
She's more of a historical character than a historical character. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm getting to be historical, though.
Well, don't we all? but these are, I think, just a good idea to do it because there are so many names associated with the city's history. We may know the name or some singular event, but we don't know the person, so to speak.
Exactly. And so the starting location is at Hilton Garden Inn. Think of a festival type scene. Mm-hmm. Outside, inside, Hilton is going to have some great food and beverages. We'll have our regular photo booth will be there with Mark Bloomer taking the photographs. Also, we encourage to everyone, we do not offer the tickets online. We encourage everyone to come out, get your ticket for $10, get your tour number, go and have dinner, and then come back and do the tour. So we have so many wonderful restaurants just locally downtown that you can
or even just a chocolate shop downtown, you know.
There's also the chocolate shop who has gelato as well.
Yes, they do.
We suggest that 12 years and older, and this tour is accessible to people with maybe some disabilities, and so we try to make it fun for all.
How large a group is a tour group? I mean, we're talking about 5 or 25?
25. When you get larger than that, it becomes, I don't know, it just becomes a little bit unmanageable. Mm-hmm. But we try to limit everything to 25 guests on the tour. We have a tour guide that will actually tell you a little bit about the history of the buildings along the way. We also have tour guide assistants that will keep the tours moving. Each location, the story is about 15 minutes long. So, and then at each location, besides the actors, we have volunteers doing the location hosts. Mm-hmm. That will greet each tour. We welcome costumes. If you want to wear your costumes, that's great. And speaking of our volunteers, this event is all about the volunteers. And we do have some opportunities for people to volunteer. We have times for location hosts, which that's an inside job.
Okay.
non-speaking. Also, the tour guide assistant helps the tour guide, as I said, but that's a non-speaking part. And then we have some slots that are still available for tour guides. They can go on to Facebook to sign up at Downtown Bartlesville, or they can call 918-214-8500 to ask more questions or to sign up.
This is a fun event. I've talked to several people who have gone, maybe not every year, but they call themselves regulars, and they always come back and say, oh, you missed out on a great, can't talk about this character or that character, but, you know, it was just a fun evening. I didn't even realize that the person that was the historic character was even an actor, but they were great.
Yes. Like I said, we have local actors, and yes, some families every year will come out and maybe bring their children to mm-hmm. experience. Again, it's fun, but you're learning a lot of history about the area too.
Yeah, that's the neat part of it right there. But it's still in a Halloween themed sort of something or other.
And we do partner with Theater Bartlesville. Mm-hmm. So the storytellers are not just people like me. They're people that actually know how to liven up a story.
I would never twist your arm, Mark, but I think you'd be a good storyteller.
And actually, we do have many entities around town that are partnering with us. We have Bartlesville Community Center, the Convention Visitors Bureau, mm-hmm. Tri-County Tech, Bartlesville Film Society. We couldn't do anything graphically without Bo Wilson.
Bo is a big contributor to a lot of things downtown.
Yes. And then, of course, we have our wonderful sponsors, Truity Credit Union. They're a big supporter of not only this event, but downtown Bartlesville, as well as Phillips 66 and ConocoPhillips. Mm-hmm. They're always good supporters of Bartlesville and downtown. United Linen, another sponsor, Arvest, PDG Creative, Southern Abstract, Stotts, Archambault, Muggenberg, and Barclay Accounting Firm. Also, Musselman Abstract, and again, Hilton Garden Inn are such great partners for this event.
Mm-hmm. Whether they are serving a complete meal, which they're not in this particular case, or just some refreshments along the way, it's a great place to start the tour.
Yes. It's a. I talked about the volunteers. Even the volunteers have fun. It's you think about volunteering, but this is nothing but fun.
So your recommendation is sign up for the tour, come downtown early, get a tour number. No. Let's say you were at the 8:30 tour, so go come down at 6:15, get your number, get in line, and then go have some fun, come back and take a tour.
Right. So the tours start at 6.
Okay.
They go out every 15 minutes, the last one going out at 8:45. Yes. And so either hang out. And wait for your tour number, or like we said, go and have dinner or have fun and come back.
Take a tour and then have more pizza.
There you go.
Sound like a great deal. So this is not a sign up in advance sort of thing. You do have to actually sign up that evening.
Yes, you do get your ticket and you'll get a wristband with your tour number on it. Mm-hmm. And then you'll be informed when your tour number starts staging. And then your tour guide will take you out. And I just want to say that both of these events we're talking about today is benefiting the downtown volunteer group, Downtown Bartlesville Limited, mm-hmm. Which was formerly the Main Street Program. And we still have the same purpose of revitalizing downtown, of helping to sponsor other events and organizations to come downtown. So. These are our big fundraisers.
And my words, not yours. I see the reorganization, the different title of the organization, the same basic aims as the downtown program being a nationwide event, kind of has certain, I'm going to call them their best practices as far as what they would like to do, but it does impose certain requirements on you, and this is more flexible for you.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're now all volunteer. So any money we raise goes, we can put directly back into things that benefit downtown.
Sounds great. We'll take a break and continue a community connection coming up in just a bit on 1400 K1.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process in which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
And continuing our preview of upcoming attractions, Bobby Pickett and the Monster Mash, but Downtown Bartlesville and Main Street Mash. That's coming up later on the 28th, and Mark is going to tell me all about that.
That's morning, right. Mark. Morning, Charlie.
Thank you for coming in and contributing a little bit on Elizabeth's presentation as well. Main Street Mash, again, I'm not sure how long this has been going on, but I'm guessing around 5 or 6 years.
Well, we tried about 3 or 4 years ago, we had the zombie prom.
Yeah.
And we decided it was a lot of fun, but the name kind of confused people. So we took a year off, and last year had our first Main Street Mash. So this will be our second Main Street Mash, but our third similar event. We decided that we needed an event that was just for fun. Mm-hmm. That there's so many fundraisers in town that sometimes you just want to go out and dance a little bit or just have some fun and not get beat up for money all night.
Yeah, nobody's asking for your money unless you just want to get something to eat, and then there are plenty of things that you can do downtown.
That's right. And so for the Main Street MASH, it's a very simple concept. It starts at 8 o'clock. We have a really good high-energy dance band, Zodiac, that also played last year.
Yes.
Angel is their lead singer, and the other members of the group were formerly from Admiral Twin.
Okay.
So they're really really good musicians. They know how to, they dress up, and they know how to get the crowd going. And so it's a fun time to dance. The price of admission includes a taco bar, and then there's a cash bar for those that want to use that.
Mm-hmm.
But the main feature there really is just come out and have fun. And so it's say it's pretty simple. We have Danny Joe Walsh, who's the resident, put all kinds of stuff out in your front yard for Halloween and get people to come drive by and see it. Does a test run on for Main Street MASH and builds lots of cool props and has lots of fun things to really create the atmosphere in the room. And then he moves them to his front yard and makes his wife mad and.
That's between the two of them, and as long as the city's not going to come along and say it doesn't meet code, you're good.
That's right. That's right. So it's like I say, it's just a fun time. The tickets are $25 a person. Mm-hmm. They you can buy them online in advance. We use Eventbrite, so you can. It's pretty easy. There's
it
a
is.
Link on our Facebook page, or people can call me, and I can either take a. You know, with a Square device, a credit card over the phone, or can direct them to that link.
Yeah, and you mentioned the Facebook page, and I want to make sure I get that correct Facebook page out there. It is
Downtown Bartlesville.
That's what I was going to say, but not so much that I was ready to jump out on that limb without confirmation.
And there is an event for Main Street MASH.
Okay.
So you can go there, and the link is there. We, just to make it fun, we have a costume contest. Mm-hmm. So we have
costumes are
best male,
maybe
best
not
female,
mandatory, but encouraged.
Absolutely. Best couple and then a best team.
Okay.
And then we do a 50-50 drawing, just again, more for the fun of it. We've got some great sponsors, Phillips 66, Siemens, Ron Schallenberger at ACNH. Actually won the male costume last year.
Congratulations.
Dressed up like Gene Simmons, so he's got to be a sponsor this
year,
right?
Wow, there you got, got to.
But so we've got a fun team, and the main focus is to keep it simple and just make it fun.
If you happen to be one of the presenters from the other event and you wore your costume, and you could keep the same costume and keep on going to go over and have fun.
Right, and instead of comfortable shoes, you just put on your dancing shoes, and then you're ready to go.
So yeah, the two events covering more or less the same territory work well together.
They do.
This is something that I just, you know, like you said, the emphasis is on fun and having a good time, and bring your friend, your spouse, significant other, only one at a time, and have a good time.
The decorations alone is just a fun experience.
Yeah.
And also, Bartlesville Film Society, they partner with us as well. So it's just a fun environment.
And I'm sorry, Mark, go ahead.
And there's actually one group that's celebrating a birthday party there.
Oh, how
so
nice.
So they have called ahead to get a table where they can all sit at the same table, and they're showing up and having a birthday party. So it's you can use it to celebrate things like that, where you want us to do all the work and you just show up and have a good time.
And it all takes place in and around the Hilton Garden Inn, so it works out very well.
That's
those.
Right.
They got nice tables.
They do. They take good care of us there. So.
Yeah. This one sounds like a fun event that you probably will want to start working on your costume this week.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Any previews on what Mark and Debbie are going to be wearing? Or?
Well, when I retired, I'm not a big costume guy, but I went out and bought a disco costume with my white platform shoes. And once you own a pair of white platform shoes, there's not many opportunities to wear them. So.
Okay, but John Travolta IV. Okay.
Absolutely. Those just might make an appearance. We'll see.
Well, that sounds like a great deal. We'll take a second break and wrap up a Community Connection for you coming up in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1. Just a couple minutes left before we wrap up a community connection this morning. But talking about two events and two people who, if you don't know them, they do like to have fun and invite you to downtown. Two events, both of them start at the Hilton Garden Inn. One kind of stays there, but Elizabeth, yours leads people around the downtown Bartlesville area more or less a mile.
Yes, the Ghost Walk, 18th and 19th of October. We take tours of 25, leaving every 15 minutes to six locations. Again, it's like 0.7th of a mile.
Okay, that's so even
not,
better.
Yeah, so that's not very long, actually.
And these are all breaking that 0.7 mile or whatever it is up in about, like, is it five or six stops? So you're not really walking very far at any length of time.
Correct. So there's six locations.
Okay.
And each location, you're going to be there like 15 minutes. Our local actors are telling the story of local characters of the area.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not walking a long distance at any one time.
If you have trouble standing a long distance, a long time, you can take your folding chair with you. Yep. And
we have chairs.
Even better. Chairs are there. Mark, again, the Main Street MASH coming up about a week or so after this one then on the 28th.
That's right. It's on Saturday, October 28th. Again, it's at the Hilton Garden Inn. It starts at 8 o'clock. The tickets in advance are $25. At the door, $35.
You can find them through Eventbrite, or better probably is to use the link on it for Downtown Bartlesville on your Facebook page.
That's right.
And I know you're also on Twitter with your handle at Downtown Bartlesville.
Yep.
And so check them out. One, you can buy tickets in advance. The other, you buy it the evening of. Starts at 6 for sign-ups?
Yes, Ghost Walk starts at 6. The first tour actually goes out at 6.
Okay.
The last one at 8:45, and tickets are $10.
Sounds great. That's a community connection on 1400 K1.
From the ONN, I'm Sean Carey. Finance official.